Married at First Sight. Chapter 4291. Sure enough, before long, Holden's furious shouts and curses echoed from outside. "Let me go, you guard dogs. Let me go. I need to go in and curse that ungrateful daughter to death." He even hurled insults at the hospital security guards. His shouts gradually faded into the distance. Silence returned outside the ward. Two nurses entered to change Catherine's dressing. As they worked, one of them remarked, "Miss Farrell, your father comes here every day just to scold you, and you let him." Catherine responded calmly, "He's my father. If I don't see him, he'll be so furious that he'll probably jump up and down. I have to let him vent, otherwise, he might end up spitting blood or having a stroke, and then I'd be the one blamed for it. This way, he gets to release his anger." The nurses were momentarily taken aback. One of them quickly changed the subject. "Miss Farrell, your wound is healing well." The senior nurse unwrapped the bandage, inspected Catherine's arm, and then gestured for the younger nurse to disinfect the wound and apply fresh medicine. Catherine glanced at the unfamiliar nurse. "Is she a new intern?" The senior nurse nodded. "Yes, today's her first day. I'm supervising her." Catherine smiled faintly but said nothing. The nurse hesitated before speaking again. "Miss Farrell, you should consider having someone send your father back to his hometown. He causes such a commotion every day, disturbing not just you but also the other patients. Everyone was affected." Sometimes, Holden even stormed over to the nurse's station to cause trouble. And yet, it wasn't the nurses who denied him access to Catherine, so why did he take it out on them? Catherine remained silent for a moment before replying, "I'll arrange for someone to take him home later, but he has 2 feet, he'll just come back. I can't stop him unless I break his legs. My injury is almost healed anyway. I'll be discharged soon, so at least he won't be bothering the hospital anymore." Holden's daily outbursts affected too many people. Catherine couldn't let everyone else suffer just because she had learned to ignore him. "Pedro, go outside and arrange for someone to send my father back to his hometown. Tell him that the more he causes trouble, the less I'll consider forgiving my brothers. They won't escape their sentences. If he really wants them to get a lighter sentence, he should hire a lawyer instead of wasting his time yelling at me. Also, remind him that I'm the only child he has left to rely on. If he keeps cursing me and I decide to cut ties, who's going to take care of him in his old age? Rely on Catherine's sisters-in-law. Impossible. After her 3 brothers went to prison, the 2 sisters-in-law who hadn't already left took their children and moved into the houses registered under their husbands' names. They had no interest in taking care of Holden. Her nieces and nephews were still minors, making it even more unlikely that they would step up. Holden had no choice, his future depended on Catherine. She wouldn't shower him with wealth, but she would provide for his basic needs. Pedro had already transferred a sum of money to Holden, enough to sustain him for years. The senior nurse sighed. "Miss Farrell, after everything he did to you, you're still thinking about his well-being." Without waiting for a response, she added, "But I suppose that's just how it is. As children, we have a duty to support our parents. My parents raised me when I was young, so I'll take care of them when they're old. That's a traditional virtue." Holden hadn't raised Catherine, but that wasn't entirely his fault. The Farrell family's butler had deliberately kept them apart, so in a way, it was understandable. Catherine said evenly, "At the end of the day, he's still my biological father. When my brothers wanted to kill me, he tried to stop them, he failed, but at least he tried. His biggest mistake was not warning me beforehand. If he had, I would have been prepared." Married at First Sight. Chapter 4292. Chapter 4292. Of course, Catherine would never reveal her deeper involvement in the situation. Only a handful of people knew the full truth. Even Holden and his sons had no idea that their supposed victory had been part of Catherine's plan all along. They despised her, wished her dead, but without her, they never would have succeeded in their schemes in the first place. After I came back, my father wasn't kind to me. He adored Shiloh more, but he never openly harmed me. Holden simply didn't have the power to make Catherine's life difficult. When she first returned, she played the role of the weak, helpless daughter. Everyone believed she was a lost cause, incapable of achieving anything. She let them think that. Her father and brothers favored Shiloh, conspired with her against Catherine, and tried to trip her up in secret. But they never openly attacked her. Because she had mastered the art of deception, they never saw her as a threat. By the time she revealed her true self, it was too late. She had already secured her place. Her father and brothers no longer had the means to harm her. The Shiloh they had loved and protected? She lost Clarissa's favor, little by little, until she was finally cast out of the Farrell family. Clarissa even severed ties with her entirely. Catherine continued, "My mother's will didn't require me to care for my father, but as his daughter, I still have a responsibility to provide for him in his old age." The two nurses exchanged glances before praising Catherine's generosity. A true daughter, they thought, was far more compassionate than a fake one. Everyone in Jensburg had heard of Shiloh's reputation. And now, the once favored successor of the Farrell family was buried, her grave covered in overgrown grass. After the nurses finished changing Catherine's bandages, Pedro spoke to her briefly before leaving the ward. Meanwhile, outside the hospital, Holden refused to leave. He stood at the entrance, complaining loudly to passersby. "My daughter is cruel and heartless. She had a conflict with her brothers and got them arrested. I'm an old man, begging for mercy, and she won't even see me. She had me thrown out by security." He looked around dramatically. "Have you ever seen such a cold-blooded daughter?"
"I haven't.
And to think, she's my own flesh and blood. After my wife passed, my daughter only treated me worse. She refuses to take care of me and is sending me back to the countryside. Sometimes, when she cuts off my living expenses, I don't even have food to eat." He didn't care if people believed him, he just wanted to badmouth Catherine to as many people as possible. But the passersby weren't convinced. Holden was dressed head to toe in designer brands, a Rolex watch on his wrist, gold rings on his fingers, even expensive leather shoes. Did that look like a man who was starving? One of the hospital security guards stepped in and addressed the crowd. "This old man is twisting the truth. His sons kidnapped his daughter and tried to cut her into pieces before dumping her in the ocean. She barely survived, and they got arrested. But instead of worrying about her, he comes here every day demanding that she write a letter to get them a lighter sentence. Meanwhile, his daughter already sent him money for his retirement." The onlookers exchanged glances. "This kind of father? Absolutely the worst.